Hey, everybody. Yes. Welcome back to episode number 64 of the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. I'm here, as you know, with my co-host, the man with the tightest yoga pants. He'll do it topless, but it's going to cost extra. Chris Schaefer, how's it going, buddy?
Jason, you must have family at home still. Is that the reason for the quiet intro?
Yeah, we got some people around today, but
I knew it.
Honestly, it didn't have anything to do with like, yes! Like, don't challenge me, dude. I'll do it. She's out there. Who cares, man? I run this house, Chris. Old school.
Okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I figured it was because you didn't, you know, want people busting in thinking you just broke your leg, but you did it.
I did. I'll do it again.
No.
Okay. But yeah, honestly, it wasn't that. It was more of like last week, I really kind of went over the top, and I know people listen on headphones. I'm looking at one guy right now that does. And, I don't know. I've been getting some feedback online and I just don't think it's an accurate portrayal of one of the best Google Premier partners on the planet. And it rubs my craw, you know what I'm saying, Chris?
Yep.
And because it's just not accurate. And I thought maybe if I toned down the yeses, maybe I would get some more street cred.
So respect. Yeah, that's what you're going for now is respect. Yeah.
A little respect on my name here, Chris. So, so Chris, we have an interesting show here today, and we'll just jump into it. So you and I are constantly preaching cost per acquisition, CPA, cost per conversion, and having that be the focus of a campaign because we want our campaigns to be profitable. Now, we talk about things like click-through rate, search terms, and it all kind of plays together. So you can't focus on just one thing, but we do prominently focus on cost per conversion. Sometimes, Chris, we run into situations where clients don't care about cost per conversion. And it actually makes sense if you think about it. I've worked for a business before where if they got one new customer for their company, it would mean literally hundreds of thousands of dollars over multiple years. So if that group, that company was running an AdWords campaign, they wouldn't care if the cost per conversion was $30 one month or $300 the next month or possibly $3,000. They don't care about relative small changes in cost per conversion. They want leads and they want new customers because new customers are insanely valuable for some businesses. And for some businesses, usually it correlates to this. They don't get new customers very often. People who, you know, moving companies, doctors, lawyers, they get calls every single day. But the kind of business I'm describing earlier, they might get a new client every quarter. So with that said, Chris, sometimes clients are beating down our door saying, I don't care about cost per conversion. I want more conversions. Maximize my conversions. And that's what we're talking about here today. 8 things you can do to maximize conversions. I've come up with a list because I deal with this quite a bit. And you're going to give me your feedback on it. And before we jump to that, Chris, what is your experience with clients asking you to put cost per conversion on the side for now and maximize leads, maximize the conversions? Do you run into this? And what do you think when it happens? Do you push back or do you kind of go with what the client wants?
Now, Jason, I think this is a great topic because I think it's often ignored and people focus on numbers. They say that, you know, it's important that I try and get as many conversions as possible, or the conversion rate, you know, dropped a little bit, conversion volume dropped. But I think you're exactly right. The very first campaign I managed, the very first one I built back in 2003.
BC.
Was, I mean, forever ago, right? Was a company that when they acquired a new contract, we're talking $80,000, $50,000 for a contract. So these clicks at $3 and $4 were just, you know, pass them out like candy. It doesn't matter. You hook one and you pay for the entire year's worth of AdWords. So
right.
I think this is incredibly valuable, especially for B2B companies, which I work with a lot of B2B companies. And, you know, hooking one contract is, you know, can be a game changer for a year. And I often have clients that, you know, say, you know, it didn't happen, but let's, you know, let's keep going after it. So this is great. I think this will be a great opportunity for you to share some of your tips here. So
yeah,
let's hit it with the first one. Jason,
All right, Chris, you are you're a very earthy guy, you know. Okay. There's a John Deere slogan in their annual report: eyes on the horizon, feet on the ground. And you're definitely a feet and a cowboy boots on the ground kind of guy. Cow pee on boot. Boot chips or whatever you okay. always say, flea poop, whatever.
Do I say that? Oh, fly, oh, pepper.
Yeah, whatever okay. your little Texas slang is, and you're a very earthy guy, you know, you're down to earth, and you're a doer. You don't want to get into theory and
sure.
modern day new age BS. But that said, I'm interested to hear your feedback on this one. I think the first thing to start off with is mindset. Mindset that when you want to maximize conversions, the goal should not be a 10% conversion rate. It should not be a 15% conversion rate. I'm going to go on there and say my goal when I get this command is a 100% conversion rate. And do I ever get that? No. But I'm the guy, Chris. I'm looking at a moving company campaign for the last 30 days, 32% conversion rate. One out of every three clicks. And if you go online, what do you hear? Oh, 3% is average. It's great if you can do 3 to 5% on conversion rates. So I like to approach it with the mindset that I'm going for 100% conversion rate and an insanely high conversion rate to the BS that everyone says online because they don't want to be accountable. It's possible to get a lot higher than that. What do you think of that tip there? Yeah. Mindset.
I think mindset is an important factor when you. Or your manager or whoever is managing the campaign, the decisions that you make at the point of changing your keywords, your bids, your search queries, your ad copy, your settings, your targeting, whatever you're doing, whatever mindset you have at that point is the reflection of what you do in that campaign. So I think it's a good point. Right. I don't think it's, you know, something that people can nail down and say, here's the mindset you need to have. But, you know, if anything, Jason, I know you're a writer of things to do and goals. So I feel like, you know, if you have a mindset, it would be akin to writing it and putting it on your computer, you know, off to the side of your screen that shows, you know, this is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for one thing. I'm looking for another. And that will obviously make a difference in the way that you manage your campaign.
I eat my own poop. I eat my own pudding here. I'm on my, let me see if I can show you this, Chris. Maybe I shouldn't show you this, but I have a note written to myself here about a client who the goal is maximize conversions. And I have the client name on my computer on my desk on a loose piece of paper. It says aggressive. The next bullet point is number one all the time. And then it says, if costs become a concern, and then it has a client name, he will let me know. So it's just I'm so ingrained to get that darn CPA down mm-hmm. and get it down that I have to coach myself and remind myself with a piece of paper here that don't worry about the cost, focus on the leads. The client will let me know if costs become too high. So it is a mindset really does take its yeah. shape here.
Yeah. Good point.
So yeah.
All right. You got another one for us.
Yeah, I got another one. Now, this one I kind of previewed before the show here. And honestly, why don't you tell everyone, you were so disgusted with it, you threatened to quit the show. And I had to bring you back in here.
Yeah.
So, you know, rotate for conversions. Rotate your ad rotation settings. The default is to rotate for clicks. Sometimes there is an option always for rotate for conversions. It'll show the ads that get the most conversions. And Chris, I'm trying to get conversions here, buddy. I'm not trying to get the best click-through rate, and you got to part ways with the regular AdWords mindset here. So why do you think this is just trash? Why do you think I'm trash?
Well,
what did I do to you?
Jason, I obviously anyone watching the YouTube video knows that Jason's not trash. He is dressed like success. Obviously went to a funeral or something today, so you know, it looks very nice. Or church. Maybe you went to...
Actually did, Chris.
Oh.
Close family member.
All right. I figured that was the case. All right. Yeah. Glad to...
God, I love him. I loved him.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we take a few... No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just... You know, Chris, you got to... I didn't go to a funeral today.
Okay. Well, you're ready for one. You're ready for someone to die. But, you know, here's my thoughts, and I have honestly no data to prove this, and I don't know what...
Hey, great, but this is a great start.
Yeah, I know it's a great start, but here's the thing. I rotate for clicks because I think that the click is a determination of how good the ad copy is. And I think a conversion is a determination of how good the landing page is, or the offer, or the product price, or whatever. Those two things are completely separate of each other. Click on an ad. Nick, think about the last time you clicked on an ad. Do you remember what their message was, if they were quoting a certain price, and that you in your head said, oh, where is that price I was looking for? What product was – and then you acted because of what you saw in the ad. No, you acted because you read what was on the page, and you acted on that landing page, not the ad copy. So you click because of the ad copy. You convert because of the landing page. So I don't like to rotate for conversions, because my ads are a determination – the click-through rate is a determination of the ad copy, and the conversions are a determination of the conversion.
So I see your reasoning there, Chris, and it's solid reasoning. The only reason I like to do this rotate for conversion sometimes is I like to try it. We've had Walt Conger on the show. He's told us before that he rotates for conversions like by default. That's his number one thing. I believe is that that's what he said. So I like to try it, and I'm just throwing it out there to everyone listening as it is an option, and Google includes it there, you know, for a reason. And
Jason, Google also has search with display select. How do you feel about that one?
You know, this episode's about conversion. I'm happy to talk about that and give my honest thoughts on it anytime.
Move on to point number three. It's okay. Let's move on. I'm just poking holes here. I'm having fun.
Now, okay.
I flustered him. Oh. He's eating his poop. I mean, his
Well, no, I thought for a second, I thought I was in a different part of my day, and I thought I said, I'm just popping balloons. But you said you're just poking holes. So, we'll move on to number three here.
No balloons.
Now, you said you don't think ads have anything to do with conversions, if I heard you correctly. And my next tip here is call to action heavy ads.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Call to action heavy ads. So, like, there's a beautiful thing called headline number two these days, and sometimes headline number two shows up right next to headline number one, all lateral. And so it says, you know, Oklahoma City divorce lawyer, call now for an instant consultation.
Beautiful.
I want to zero in on the search user what I want them to do to become a conversion. And I really fill up my headline number two space with that, and sometimes I try to get creative and figure out ways to put that in headline number one and see if it does anything. But heavy call to action heavy ads, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't want to get confused with my previous point, but I completely agree. I think focusing on what you want the person to do in the ad is important for increasing your conversions. So, yeah.
Okay. Good. Now, this next one, Chris, we're moving a little bit away from the ads and we're moving to the keyword area here. My next tip is to go to the search terms page, pull back a lot of data, like maybe 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever, maybe a year. Sort your search terms data by the conversion column, and then you can also do it by the conversion rate column, and the search terms with the highest conversions, amount of conversions, and the highest conversion rates with a sizable amount of clicks and impressions, or clicks at least, make sure you're targeting those search terms as actual keywords. And this can help you find your highest producing keywords, even if you're not targeting them yet. And Chris, you know I don't do a lot of audit work. If people want to work with me, they work with me. But I looked into a potential client's account yesterday. The guy, he said he AdWords had been going great. I thought I was going to go in there and see like a B+, A- campaign, and I'd clean it up to like an A+ campaign. Chris, he's happy with his results at like a D.
Mm.
It's a D. And I think you and I, it's very easy for us to forget what a lot of people's search terms report looks like and how few of the search terms that they're targeting, or how few of the search terms that they're getting clicks and conversions from potentially that they're not that they're actually targeting. So for me, if I go to my search terms report, I'm going to see a ton of keywords that I'm targeting already. But for most people listening, they're going to be shocked at what they see, and they may be shocked at what's bringing in conversions. So this might be I think you're going to like this one. I think it might be the number one place you would go if your goal was to maximize conversions.
Yeah, no question. I mean, if I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. It's about search quality. It's about the quality of traffic that you're getting, and there is no more precise measurement of the frame of mind, of the searcher than their search query. I mean, it makes a massive difference if they add one little term to the front or the end. If they add cheap at the first of their search query, cheap, right, blah, 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 ugh, don't want it. Highly unlikely to convert unless you happen to be the cheapest provider, and that's the kind of traffic you want. No, you know, yeah. Ideas. Add the word ideas to the end of a search query. Probably crap, because now right. You're looking for someone who's just doing research, maybe, you know, looking to, you know, do a school research project, and they're coming up with ideas. I mean, all kinds of junk that could be happening. So absolutely making a big difference in improving your search.
Now let me get your, I want your take on this pushback I could see people giving is, okay, you're telling me I get conversions from these certain search terms, and then you're telling me I need to take these search terms and actually target them as keywords going forward to get more conversions. The pushback, I've seen it and I've heard it, is why should I take the time to target these search terms as keywords when I'm already getting clicks from my broad match and phrase match keywords from these search terms? You saw them in there. They're in the search terms report. I'm getting conversions from them. Mm. There's no need to be stupid and put these in their own ad groups with ads and target them as keywords. What would you say to that?
Oh, massive difference, because we've said it before. Click the little checkbox next to a keyword. Then there's a little search terms button. Jason, I know you do this. You click the search terms button. It filters out and only shows you the search terms for that modified broad match keyword. Okay, right. So you might have one or two lines that are just solid. You know, these are the search terms that are working for you. But then scroll down. Go back, just like you said, 6 months of data. Scroll down and look at all the other things this one modified broad match keyword is bringing in. And just think, what if you were able to just funnel down and just get those top two? Suddenly the waste
over and over and
yeah
over.
Over and over again, suddenly the wasted spend goes to zilch, and you're able to make money and maximize conversions.
Yeah.
And you're doing what you want to do.
Now that's half of it to me. The other half is I don't know this to be true or not, Chris, but I just have a feeling that when you actually target a keyword as opposed to show up on a search term because of another keyword, like if you actually target the keyword, I just feel like you're going to get a better quality score because you're not picking up as much crap, and you can tailor the ads right to that one keyword, and you're just going to show up more often on that search. And I guess it's because the first part, because a lot of your spend's not going to be wasted on all the other crap it picks up if you're not targeting it specifically, but it just seems like to guarantee that you show up on that search term that you like, you should target it as a keyword.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think you know, quality score becomes a big factor here, and you know, you're going to show up more often. You can bid all day long, but poor quality scores with high bids mean that you still show up at a moderate level compared to a high volume. Yeah.
Now we get into some of the things that you can do with bidding, Chris. When I'm told get the most conversions, one of the first things I'm doing, I'm going now to the keywords tab, sorting by conversions to get the highest amount of conversions, the keywords with the highest conversions, and then sorting by conversion rate, maybe with a filter on there of with keywords that have more than 10 or 20 clicks. So I want to see keywords that have gotten a lot of clicks, that have high conversion rates, and then also keywords that have the most conversions. And then, Chris, I'm looking at our search impression share column. And if there's any search impression share lost due to rank, I'm jacking the bids up, jacking them up. And so the basic tip is to just narrow down on which keywords are producing the most conversions and have the highest conversion rates and get their darn search impression share to 100%, whether it's by adding budget or by really bidding up higher.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an often missed point that a lot of people have is, worried about seeing those numbers on a screen, right? It's terrifying to see a $15 bid on a keyword, because if you think about it, I'm paying $15, you know, for this virtual product. You know, nobody is ever going to be able, you're not going to be able to put your finger or hold in your hand a bunch of clicks, right? I mean, it's just a virtual idea that you're getting of a virtual person loading your virtual website, right?
Right.
But suddenly, if you take that and start bidding high on those valuable keywords, something that virtual will turn into phone calls, will turn into leads, will turn into money. So, right. Yeah, I think bidding aggressively for the things that really matter to you is incredibly valuable to maximizing conversions.
Now, this next tip, we'll see if you're a man of your word here, Chris, because the next tip is to basically, there's a saying out there about how you can't see the top of Mount Everest unless you go to the top of Mount Everest. Have you ever heard that one, Chris?
I think you made that up. I don't think I did. I think you said it just now.
Honestly, I think listeners are sitting at home laughing that you've never heard that.
No, I don't think they are.
You don't think so?
I don't think they're sitting at home. I think they're in their car, and they almost had a wreck because they're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever... Who said that? No.
Okay. If I made it up
for
the first time, I'd like to put it out there in the lexicon.
Okay.
You can't see the top of Mount Everest unless you go to the top of Mount Everest.
Zero likes on that one, but okay.
My point is that, and 100 million loves. So
no, this
my
is...
point is, the tip here is that you... Chris, I'm going to be crude.
Okay.
It's not a curse word.
Okay.
We're not explicit, but you got to have cojones, man.
Oh, that's...
You got to have some...
So vulgar.
You know what I'm saying, dude.
I know.
You got to have some balls, okay, with the bids. And when we're talking getting aggressive on bids, I'm talking getting aggressive, Chris. We're talking about clients that can make $80,000 if they get one new customer. So don't tell me to take the $15 cost per click you've been getting and bid up to $30. Bid 50. Bid 70.
No.
Bid 100. Yes, Chris, that is a tip. Bid insane. And here's the reason why, Chris. You don't know where the top of Mount Everest is unless you go to the top of Mount Everest, like we just discussed. You don't know how good things are going to be until you bid super high, get a bunch of traffic, and see where if the conversions come in and see if the cost per conversion is still in your range. And you know, because you've taught us, the second person, you only pay a penny more than the second person.
Yeah. And Jason, you're a good person to talk about this because I think you've hit max bidding our max bids, the AdWords max bids before. Jason, what's that max bid? Because I've never gotten to that point before. Do you know what it is? Have you hit that?
Yeah, I had to call in about it. You can't bid more than $1,000 per click. So, I'll back it up.
Jason's talking real talk. This guy has needed to put over $1,000 on a bid.
Hey, Chris, all right, honestly, like we're going to read an iTunes review at the end of the show, right? And the guy, I appreciate him listening, but he calls me out as cocky. I'm like, I'm not cocky. I'm the last cocky person you would ever meet. But come on, dude.
He's
if you're
been
bidding $1,000 per click, I'm worth something here, bro. Yeah. Like I think, like it
to get the truth out. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never put anything in the $1,000 range on a bid before. Jason's been there, and he probably does it way more often than he wants to talk about. So,
yeah.
You know, Jason, not cocky, just experienced. I think is the word. So, good stuff. What's what you got next for us?
No, dude, I'm red hot, man. Despite the occasional loud mouthery, I'm looking at you, Jason. Well, I'm looking at $1,000 bids,
already,
bro.
You're getting ahead of yourself. You haven't even.
Sorry. All right. Take it. Let's take off the mountaintop. But yeah, so here, my main point, Chris, is too many times people are too timid about bids when you have to, like, when the strategy calls for high bids. So yeah, I'm not going from 30 to $1,000, but I'll go from 30 to 150 just to see what happens. Because here's the thing, Chris, unlike some agencies out there, if you're doing your job like you and I do and you're in the AdWords account, what could go wrong? A few clicks come in a little more expensive than they should. Gather some data and then stay on top of it and go back down if you need to. But have some, you know, be brave and go super high if that's what the strategy calls for. See what happens. Let's just see what happens. So moving on here, Chris, my next tip here, and I've got some data to back this one up. It's pretty beautiful. There's some automated bid strategies, and I think you and I are going to be talking a lot about this privately and then on the podcast in the upcoming months, because I'm going to be experimenting with it quite a bit. Target CPA bidding, it's where you let AdWords take over the AdWords bidding in your account, the keyword bidding, and based on machine learning and artificial intelligence, they set your bids at every single auction, every time your ads are eligible to show. And one option is to target a CPA, so you can target a high cost per acquisition and be really aggressive. They also have an automated strategy called max conversions. And if your client's beating you down saying max conversions, what could be better than max conversions, Chris?
Yeah. I as one that does not typically trust the automated system in AdWords, as Jason hinted, we're going to be getting more into that because Jason has elected to do some testing to see if this automated system really can live up to, you know, the name that it has of maximizing conversions and automated CPAs. So we'll be getting more into that. And I'm just going to hold my tongue on that. Yeah. I don't really know. I'm excited to see where that goes. So it's an amazing tip.
Yeah, just like you, I'm in the same boat because you and I were really good at AdWords. We know we're really good, and it's really hard for us to give up control of an account. Sometimes, especially to Google, it doesn't work well on things like some of the display network stuff, search with display select and all that. So we're a little hesitant to do it, and that's why for years I've kind of shied away from target acquisition bidding, target CPA bidding, and max conversions now. But I just want to give you some data. This is yesterday's results for a moving company. We track all leads, all phone calls, all lead forms. And it's only one day, and it's versus the previous 30 days. The one day is the one day we've done target CPA bidding. So it's not a huge sample size. It's just one day. But versus the last 30 days, cost per conversion is down 43%. Conversion rate is up 73%. And the campaign was already in a good place, and we still got a ton of conversions on that day that we were doing this. So it's just a little preview. We'll see if that continues, Chris. But we might be on the verge of something big here. So one thing you can try if your goal is to maximize conversions is to use the automated bidding from Google, target CPA bidding, and then also they have maximized conversion bidding. So try that out. The last one, Chris, it has to do with bids, and we'll hit all three at once. Devices, genders and ages, the demographics, and locations. You can see wild conversion differences between different device types, between genders, between age groups, and then in different locations where your ads show. So I'm always looking here, Chris, and if my goal is to maximize conversions and I see that our desktop conversion rate is maybe 3% and mobile is like 10%, and we have tons of budget to use on mobile, I might turn off desktop completely and spend all the budget on mobile. So if you're told to get conversions, Chris, does device, demographic, and location, does that enter your thinking? Is that something you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, listeners, go back and check out the advanced geographic targeting discussion that we had on this podcast before. Jason and I talk about one of the things that I do with just about any AdWords build out. The client gives me a 100-mile radius, and I immediately go in and use the advanced segmenting tool in the geographic thing and start building out either by zip codes or counties. I just did it today. Not because it makes a big difference in my targeting. It makes a difference because I can then be aggressively bidding up or down based on my conversions.
So will you, once you find, like, say, zip codes doing really good, are you saying you just increase the bid on that zip code, or you actually break it out into its own campaign?
I increase bid on zip code.
Increase the bid. Okay.
Yeah. I don't believe in taking out campaigns at the zip code level because that really breaks my ability to keep things simplified and manageable, still maximizing conversions, but I don't want 15 campaigns when I can have one.
I'm in the exact same page. And again, guys, device demos and locations, you can find wildly different conversion data there, and then use that data to maximize your conversions going forward. So, Chris, that's it, man. That's my
excellent
tips.
Stuff. Excellent stuff.
You think it's good stuff?
Yeah.
Would you hire me?
I would. I would.
Okay. You wouldn't fire me?
Tie and white shirt.
About?
No. No. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
well, what do you think a guy's going to do when he gets fired? You know, we talked about it on the last YouTube video on the YouTube channel. Got fired in by a very one small client, and we talked about why I shouldn't have been fired on the YouTube channel. But look, you know, it's a little kick in the rear end.
Yeah, yeah. Look at him. He's I'm way up here. You're down there. You know, I'm excited to hear what review did we get in the past week.
Well, Chris, we got another 5-star review.
Hey.
Love these 5-star reviews. And honestly, guys, the reason I ask for reviews, we ask for reviews on iTunes, is because that helps. That's like the number one thing in iTunes that helps shows get more listeners and get found on there more. And right now, if you put in AdWords in iTunes, we are number 12. And Chris, looking at some of the podcasts above us, I don't feel like we should be number 12. So wow. We'd appreciate it if we could get more reviews and get up to that number one spot. It really mean a lot.
Or maybe we should ask for them to go review 1-star for the other guys. Can you do that?
I don't play that game, but honestly, I've heard that even once, it's just action.
It's just
iTunes
somebody,
loves action.
Yeah.
So even if they get 1-star reviews, it'd help them.
Yeah.
But come on, Chris, we're not number 12.
No.
Like on AdWords podcast, I would say we're number one.
No. We are the truthiest AdWords podcast you can find. And so what did somebody have to say about our truthy content?
Well, I read the review last 2 weeks ago. I just want to say it again from Diane Amazeballs. Anytime I get a chance to say that,
Diane,
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Now, STE Johnson, Steve Johnson, listen and learn. 5 stars. I listen to these guys and soak up all the knowledge that they're willing to share.
Hmm. Starting good.
Right. By the way, to the people that are making some comments, Chris, if I'm willing to share this much, don't you think I got a little something else that I've got stored up here about AdWords that's pretty good stuff?
Is that tie you have on today? You're on fire. You're just hot.
On fire. So if you're interested to learn about Google advertising, then look no further. So you don't have to look for 13 through 100. Despite the occasional, quote, loud mouthery, I'd love to see if that's a word. And he says, I'm looking at you, Jason. I'm not looking at you because you don't have a podcast. There is a tremendous amount useful. It's not me, guys. It's just I told you guys I'm going to read them like you write them, okay? Despite the occasional loudmouthery, I'm looking at you, Jason. There is a tremendous amount useful, actionable information that you'll be able to apply to your own AdWords or Facebook advertising efforts. Chris and Jason, keep up the good work, and thanks for sharing your knowledge. Steve, I'm kidding around, you know, like 2%.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, kidding around. Really appreciate listening,
Jason,
Steve, and appreciate the review.
He can take a hit.
I can take it.
He's all
right. I like getting beat on. Now, Chris, as we wrap up here, I feel like everyone in your life, like we had a mastermind group yesterday, everyone's trying to push Facebook on you, bro.
Yeah.
This review saying you're a Facebook expert, Chris. So why don't you do some Facebook campaigns, bro?
Leave me alone. I've been doing the same thing for the majority of my adult life, and I'm good at it, and I like it. I don't want to do Facebook. Leave me alone. This is not the paid search crap cast, you know?
This is not the I call it audience marketing. You know, Facebook, Chris, they are on the rise, man, and they're going after the advertising dollars, and it's great to see the war go on.
All you guys out there, you can say thank you, Chris, because I won't be your competitor. You're welcome. I won't be out there marketing against you. You'll know I'll be in the AdWords realm. That's where I'll be for a long time. And
Chris,
you're welcome.
The more I hear about Facebook and the wild, I mean, we were having our call yesterday, and our friend Walt, that is the last guy I want to hear talk about pregnant women and yoga.
Yeah.
But he was talking about
that's for him.
I don't want to associate Walt with pregnant women and yoga, because he's not the man with the tightest yoga pants. You are, Chris. And he was telling us about all these different targeting methods you can do, and the more I hear about Facebook and the wild amount of stuff you can do on there, including Instagram ads and all that, the more I really do appreciate how much being a specialist in AdWords.
Yeah.
Jason, how good you can get at AdWords by I think there's value to specializing.
I have a quick story about Facebook and AdWords. I have a perfect comparison. I have a client that an agency that hired me to do, believe it or not, a moving company. Okay, I got hired to do a moving company. I'm totally out of my bubble here, but I did it. Generating about a 30% conversion rate. Not as good as Jason. I've seen Jason's, and they have me beat. But I'm pretty happy with it. It's going really well. And the client keeps complaining they're not getting enough leads, and they keep harping on me like, you need to up your conversion rates. You need to get more. You know, what can we do to get more conversions? More conversions. And then on the side at the end of the email, it's like, oh, by the way, so and so. How's our Facebook doing? And she replies, back like, yeah, we got like one or two last month. I'm just like, hey, why is it my problem?
They only got one or two leads, but hey, that engagement must have been great, yeah, right?
They got so many likes, that's worth a lot, isn't it? But so I was like, they're harping on me for AdWords. Hey, that AdWords guy needs to do better. How's that Facebook? Oh, we got one lead.
I don't know, Chris. People are taken with it, man. They love it. So
whatever, keep at it. I'll see you when you're done with that. I'll be back here.
But you know what, Chris? We're talking about AdWords here each and every week, and we're going to keep doing that. So we appreciate you guys listening. We appreciate you guys sharing the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We're here to help you with AdWords. We are your humble servants. And whatever questions you have about anything with AdWords, send them in, paidsearchpodcast.com, and we will get to them on the show. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. I eat my own poop. 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 I eat